Know what time it is?
It's lunchtime with the Habit Master. If you want to get results fast, stop messing around and get serious about your life, one habit at a time. Here she is, the Habit Master herself, Dr. Stephanie Aldrich.
Hey everybody, you know what time it is. It's lunchtime with the Habit Master. I'm your host, Dr. Stephanie Aldrich, and I help people change their bad habits. When you change your habits, you change your life. Today we're going to be talking about a very interesting little topic that I learned about recently, and it's friends versus strangers. Friends versus strangers. So I had to look up the definition of these two words, right? Because I want to know the nuances of these words so that, of course, I can use those nuances to my benefit, right? For my personal life, for my wealth, for my health, you know, any of that. I want to know what I can do to get as many friends as possible and to meet as many strangers as possible. So the definition of a friend is a person whom one knows, has a bond or mutual affection. So, you know, think of your buds, you know, that you grew up with, right? What makes that person a friend? Somebody that, you know, lives in your neighborhood, that went to the same school as you, that played sports with you. That person was kind of in the same environment that you were and maybe had similar interests or similar hobbies or did similar actions as you. Think of the work environment. These are people that you guys have the same common goal. You want to either sell or produce a certain product or service and help the community, right? And help get that product and service out there. That helps the company. Everybody makes money. You can then spend that money to support your families, etc., etc. So those people can be considered friends because you guys have, you know, a common bond, whether it's one from the past. Maybe you haven't talked to that certain friend, you know, in 20 years since, you know, you grew up, you went to college, you know, you moved, whatever, okay? And that happens with friends. Over the course of the years, you might be friends, you know, today, where maybe you weren't friends 20 years ago because you didn't have that mutual bond. You didn't have anything in common, but now all of a sudden you do. Or it could be vice versa, where you used to have tons of stuff in common and then kind of things faded away because you kind of, you know, went in your separate directions. Okay? What I want you to think about today is how many friends do I really have? People that know me, they don't have to be like your best friend that knows all your dark little secrets and, you know, goes out drinking with you and, you know, you would necessarily trust with your children, right? But I want to consider friends as a broad term, as somebody that actually just knows you. They know what you do. They know your name. They know your business. They know your products, services, etc., etc. Okay? They know where you live or at least in the area that you live in. They've heard of you. They're friends with some of your friends. They know who you are. They may not know every detail of your life. But to me, that's still a friend. You can also call them an acquaintance, right? I know who they are. I don't know all the details about their life, nor do I even care. But I know that in the future that person may be able to help me. And that's where I want you to start thinking in today's episode. Who do I know that may be able to help me in the future? I know a tire guy. I know a repairman. I know an electrician. I know somebody that could use my service. So I'm a dentist. I'm a business coach. I know people that own small businesses that need tons of help. I know people that have teeth or don't have teeth. And they want teeth. They want to eat. They want to be out of pain. So So I can help all kinds of people. But if I don't know them and they're strangers, then I can't help them. I don't know what their problems are and I can't be of service to them. Or if they're strangers, I don't know how they can help me. If I need a repair for something, if, you know, I want to lose weight and I need a trainer, if I don't know you, then I can't hire you to help me. So being a stranger and being a friend actually is a two-way street. It can work both ways. I have a problem. If I know you, maybe you can solve that problem. You have a problem, and if you know me, maybe I can help you solve that problem. Or maybe we know other people that could solve those problems. So that's what I want you to start thinking about. Are they really strangers? Are they really friends? You know about it, right? And we got to dive deeper into actually getting to know people. So, you know, let's talk about friends first of all. You know that they're a friend if they might buy from you. On a personal side, they have your phone number. They're basically in your contacts. I'll just put in contacts. Like I said, you may not know everything about them, but they're in your contact list. You've met them, you've talked to them, you know generalities about them. That's considered a friend. Number two, what can you do with these people, right? We just talked about it. You can use them as a referral source. Who do you know that would like to be more profitable in their business? Who do you know that is looking for a dentist, that wants their smile transformed, that's in pain, that broke a tooth and, you know, they're afraid to go see somebody? Who do you know that owns a small business and wants to increase their bottom line? Because I can help with all of that stuff. If you want to get more organized, you want to hit any goal that you want to hit. You want to get in a certain class. You want to get that job promotion. Anything that you want to do as far as a problem like that, professional or personal, I can help you do it. Are you going to be my referral? You're watching this? Can I count on you? Are you my friend? And if so, send me some business. Now, maybe you, as my friend, don't need my business. But maybe you know somebody that you can refer me to. Another way that you can kind of use a person that you know as a friend is you can collaborate with them. And speaking of collaborations, I have a new friend from LinkedIn. His name's Paul Frey. Him and I are going to be doing a webinar tomorrow, June 12th at noon. And it's about 10 ways to build solid investing habits. I keep forgetting this title for some reason. It's like I made it up. Why aren't I remembering it? 10 ways to build solid investing habits tomorrow at noon. In the description, I put a link for tomorrow and the password, because you need a password so nobody Zoom bombs us, right? And does crazy stuff. You can collaborate with them. So what does collaboration mean? You know, Paul's not asking me for business, although he can. I'm not asking him to be my patient or to hire me as his business coach, although I can, right? But we're mutually helping each other, introducing me to his clientele, introducing him to my clientele, because you never know when people are going to need you. You never know when you're going to look good. And if you have a referral or you've collaborated with somebody on a project that you might not even be like totally in the same industry. It doesn't matter. That completely blows up your referrals to different industries too. It can totally jumpstart you in different categories. So why wouldn't you try to collaborate with somebody? Make them your friend. Make them more than acquaintance. Trust that they have the skills that they can help your client base. And you already know that you can. So not only can you get a referral from these friends, but you can also collaborate and create something that's a lead magnet. That's what we're doing with the webinar. It's a lead magnet. You'll be able to watch it for free, but it's going to draw you in because it's going to be informational, entertaining, educational. And you never know when you're going to need it, whether you're going to need my input or you're going to need Paul's input. So who do you know that's a friend, that's an acquaintance, that's a business partner, you know, that's even a client, you know, anybody that knows you that you can say, oh my gosh, you know, this person has a lot of authority in this certain industry that I sell to. If I collaborate, put on a workshop with them and teach people how to use a certain thing or safety protocols or, you know, whatever it is, whatever your product or service is, and they say, yeah, I would like to get this better known in the industry. Now you have two power players working on the same team. It's kind of like the, you know, the Justice League, man. You're going to have Batman or whoever. I don't even know who's in the Justice League, but whatever. You know, don't criticize me for that. But, you know, you're going to have a group together and then you can make a difference because people are going to look at you and say, oh, yeah, I know that. This person definitely knows what they're talking about, and now they're almost endorsing this other person. I want to work with them too. You totally build each other up and your reputations, and the likelihood of you getting more business that way is totally good. The likelihood of you collaborating with, you know, let's say somebody in the health industry, and you know, you want to increase your supplements and you want to actually educate yourself on supplements and, you know, educate other people. And let's say that you, you know, own a gym. Well, that doesn't mean that you can't carry their products. So you collaborate. You make two things into one. It's called an amalgam. That's what I work with every day. It's joining a bunch of things and making something new into it. That's collaboration. And you have to do that with friends. You can't do it if you don't know the person. So make people your friends. Get to know them. And along with collaboration has to do with promote. They can promote you. You can promote them. You know, it's a mutual thing. If I need, you know, investment advice, I go to Paul. One of my best friends does that for a living and she takes care of a lot of my stuff. I say, hey, Amanda, this is what I want. What do you think? And she tells me what she thinks and I either do it or I don't do it. You know, I have to trust her and then she can promote me. I tell everybody about her. People are looking for stuff. I say, oh, hey, you got to talk to her because she handles everything. And she knows what she's doing. And she's taking over her dad's business, who had been also doing this for, you know, 40 years. And he's excellent. And he gets to retire because he knew what he was doing. And now she gets to learn from the best, too. But promote. You can promote each other. It's very easy. Big hitters collaborate all the time. Big industries collaborate. You know, Amazon collaborates with the little guys to, you know, sell their products. Then all of a sudden, Amazon wants to buy, you know, trucks and things so that they can do the shipping and they don't have to deal with the shipping companies. They want their own shipping companies. You know, that's a collaboration. That's promoting different things. How can you make more people your friends? How can you get yourself out there? Well, an easy way, social media. You know, what am I doing now? Anybody that watches this, I get a couple hundred people watch this every single day. And I don't know if those are the same 200 people. Sometimes I get 300-400 people. Is it the same people watching it? I don't know. I promote to different people every day. But it's an easy way to get myself out there and get the products and services that I have out into the marketplace. So, what is the other side, which is the stranger? What is the definition of a stranger? It's someone whom you don't know and you're not familiar with, okay? There's like 8 billion people on this planet, and 99.9% of them don't know you. I mean, that isn't that tough that people don't know you? You're not Tom Cruise or Halle Berry or, you know, think of all the famous people, any of the Kardashians. People do not know you. But at some point, people didn't know these other people too. But they did things to promote themselves, collaborate, refer, and buy, solve problems, to make people their friends, their acquaintances. People knew them. Anyone that's not on your phone can be considered a stranger. You've never met them, never talked to them. You don't know who they are. They don't know who you are. Okay? So what are some ways to make strangers into friends? Because the key point here is to turn strangers into friends. That's the key point today. You want to turn as many strangers. Now, of course, if he's a creeper and he's all looking weird and you're, you know, it's at night, you don't need to be making friends with everybody like that. Okay? But I'm not talking about that. Let's get practical here. I'm talking about, are you going to make extra calls today to try to get people to know you? Are you going to get on social media and drop a video, drop a couple of little Canva shots, you know, a little quote, little something informational, drop a fact, do a picture, something that people will look at and say, oh, I remember that person? Because if you do it consistently, they're going to get to know you. And at some point, they may even buy or deal with your business or help you. There might be a connection there where you guys can collaborate, or you can use their products too because you're familiar with them. So, you know, one thing you gotta think about is you gotta be constantly networking. And I never really thought about this before. I'm a little more shy, and you don't think I'm shy because, you know, I'm talking freely on video. You know, I barely have a script. I just make a couple pointers, and I just BS for, you know, 20 minutes to half an hour. But truthfully, when I, you know, go into a situation where I don't know a lot of people, I'm kind of the observer for a little bit. And I've learned that if I want to position myself as an expert, as, you know, growing my network so that I can grow my net worth. Remember that saying, network equals net worth. In order to get more money and to know more people, I got to get myself out there. And it is scary sometimes. You don't know if people are going to judge you. I mean, of course they're going to judge you. Look at my hair today. I mean, if you're not judging me, but, you know, I got to wear all the protective equipment stuff. So I'm always having my hair done. And it flattens it out, and I look terrible. But you know what? That doesn't stop me from doing my Lunchtime with the Habit Master episodes. Because when else am I going to do it except at lunchtime? It's in the middle of my day. I don't have time to be doing my hair, right? So people are going to be judging you. Who flipping cares? You're not running my life. You're not in charge of me. You most than likely don't make as much money as me. You don't have the spirit that I do. And so you can't be afraid to meet people. And I've kind of learned this over the years that, you know what? People depend on me for certain things, but I have to depend on myself for being able to get out there and get myself even more known than what I already am. And to do that, you got to network with people. You got to take a chance. Learn a couple funny jokes. Keep with your opinion on something. You know, you have a certain opinion on COVID, certain opinion on the, you know, all of the demonstrations and protests. Stay with your opinion because you want people to know you, like you, and buy from you, or work with you, promote you, collaborate with you, refer to you. You got to have opinion about something. And they've got to know that their opinion aligns with yours. Or if it doesn't align with yours, that at least they respect your opinion and they give you the freedom to express it. So, but you got to network until you meet people. That's what networking is. You're building the cobwebs out into the environment and you're going to see what little bug comes along and you grab a hold of them, right? So what kind of person can you get a hold of that's interested in you and either referring to you, collaborating with you, promoting you, whatever it is, working with you? You got to put your feelers out there and you got to start talking with people and meeting people and collaborating with people. Another thing you got to do is constantly follow up with people. Because guess what? It's all about what's in it for me. It's me. What's in it for you? It's you. It's not me. It's you. It's not you. It's me. It's them. If you're not constantly in front of them, that's where follow-up comes into play. I just did, for my dental stuff, I just did, I think I recorded like 30 short 15-second videos saying, hey, you got something to do, you know, call Della, here's the phone number, you know, we got to get these fillings done, right? Or this crown, you know, this tooth taken care of. And we had a bunch of people call in and schedule. And it didn't take me very long to do it, and I just texted it to them. I followed up with them. I'm like, hey, you know, but that's business that may not have come in. They're putting things off, and I care about them. I don't want things to get worse, but also I'm trying to drive business to my office, right? If people aren't sitting in my chairs, I'm not making any money. I'm not taking care of anybody's problems. So you got to think of that. They're going to constantly forget about you. So you got to follow up with them. You got to keep posting stuff. You got to keep doing stupid videos. You got to keep thinking of things. You ask me, well, how do you think of all this stuff? I just talk about whatever happens that day. You know, strangers and friends. I heard a Grant Cardone video about, you know, everything that strangers have could be yours. If you want something, you have to talk to strangers. And it's 150,000% true. As high of a percentage as you can get, which is 100%, but that is completely true. You have to talk to strangers because you've already worn out the friends bit, right? So now you got to talk to strangers and turn them into friends. Everybody can use more friends. Everybody can use more acquaintances. Everybody can use more business, more connections, more collaborations, more promotions, more referrals, right? Fill up your phone. How many contacts can you put in your phone? I don't know because I haven't hit my limit. You need to turn strangers into friends, into acquaintances. If they know you, they can buy from you. And that hits our third. Have fun with social media. Use it. Don't consume it. Don't watch stuff unless you want to learn something specific from somebody, like from me, right? Habit Master, woohoo, right? Because I can show you how to get more money. I can show you how to keep your mind on track so that you're more productive and efficient with anything. It's all about habits and your routines. If you change your habits, you change your life. That's my motto. And it's completely true. But you can do it not only for money and business. You can do it in your personal life too. You want to lose weight? It takes persistence. You want to learn what the formula is to create a good habit and to stick with it and to actually meet your goals, go to thehabitformulabook.com. Thehabitformulabook.com. It's free. And you don't even have to read it. go to the end of each chapter and do the exercises. There's questions there. As long as you answer those questions, you can create a good habit that can change your life. You can do it personally or professionally. Go to thehabitformulabook.com. So social media, have fun with it. Let people know what you're about. Talk about your product or services. Talk about stupid stuff that happens in your life. You know, my kid watches all kinds of YouTube people, right? And these people have like, you know, 20 million subscribers. And all they're doing are playing with toys, putting Legos together, eating weird things. One set of guys, they actually create colorful pancake designs. Now, that one's really good because these people are artists, right? But they have 20 million subscribers. And I'm like, really? Like, it's the dumbest thing ever. But the kids like it because it's colorful, they're funny, and, you know, they're drawing pictures of superheroes and SpongeBob and stuff like that, okay? Be creative with it. Be fun. Now, for me, it's more educational. I want to educate you. I draw in things all the time because I'm constantly learning. I'm trying to improve my own life and my circumstances for me and my family. So what am I doing? I'm trying to get that information to you so you don't have to waste the time. You don't have to read the million books that I've read. You don't have to go to the seminars and spend all the money and the time and the energy to do that. Take off work, have to get a babysitter for the kids, all of that. I try to condense a bunch of different information from a bunch of different sources and information that actually works and is important that can actually change your life. And I try to condense it into the Lunchtime with the Habit Master. So come up with a theme, come up with something, and have fun with it. Because people buy if they like you and they know you. They got to know you first. They can't be strangers. They've got to be friends. So how many friends do you have? Do you even know? Count the people in your contact list. And if they aren't in your contact list, but you still know them, then you need to reach out to them and say, hey, I haven't talked to you in a while. Get to know them a little bit, because you never know where that's going to lead. It could lead to promotion, collaboration, or a referral. They might know somebody else that, you know, hey, you know what? My friend was just talking about this. You know what? Hey, well, what's their number? I'm going to talk to them right now. Oh my God, yeah. You never know who is going to change your life. You never know who you meet can help you in the direction of your goals. You don't know until you meet people. So today, make it a habit. You're going to start this habit today. It's going to be a goal. You're going to meet as many people as you can. Every day, try to put yourself in a safe environment, of course. You're not out at midnight trolling the streets downtown somewhere. Put yourself in a good position that you're going to call. You're going to network. LinkedIn is a wonderful place that I just started networking about a month ago. And I have already actually physically talked to a bunch of people. That's how I met Paul. I'm doing all kinds of, I've got some other things in the works here in the next couple of weeks. And it's all from just saying, hey, this is who I am. I met you through this other connection. You know, maybe we can collaborate. Maybe I can have you on my podcast. Maybe, you know, we can do something together. And the response has been overwhelming. Yeah, they might hire me, or maybe somebody that they know may hire me, but that's not your intent. Your intent is just to network, meet people, create the situation where they're not strangers anymore. They've heard of you. They know who you are, and they can contact you just in case they do want to do business with you. If you reach out your hand, hopefully they will meet with you. So that's it for me today. Remember, We want to turn as many strangers into friends. That is your goal today. So that they can either buy from you, they can refer, they can collaborate, and they can promote. You can do it together. Friends help friends. You do this through networking, follow-up, social media. Why social media? Because people buy from people they know and they like. That's friends, baby. It's good to have a lot of friends. So make sure that you click the link above, and tomorrow at noon, we're going to be doing 10 ways to build good investing habits, and tomorrow at noon, so click on the Zoom link above, and we'll see you there. Please subscribe to my YouTube channel. I'm starting to get all kinds of subscribers, and it's wonderful. If you know anybody, refer them. Share this post. Share this video with people. It's going to help them. It's going to help them. It's going to help you too. Be a friend to somebody and say, hey, I think you need to start doing some more of this stuff, and help them grow their business and improve their life. You can also check out Lunchtime with the Habit Master episodes on iTunes and Spotify. So check them out. Grab yourself a free copy, thehabitformulabook.com, thehabitformulabook.com. So that's it for me. Thanks for watching, and let's build good habits together. Getting stuck is easy. Getting unstuck is not so easy, unless you know how. Whether it's personally or professionally, the steps to change are exactly the same. There's a clear-cut formula to living the life you want and deserve. Are you ready to make a change? It's easier than you think. Go to thehabitformulabook.com and get yourself a free copy. Remember, you don't even have to read it. Just do the exercises at the end of each chapter. If you want me to hold your hand, upgrade your order to the premium course. These principles are the same steps I took to work 25% less and make 30% more. If you seriously want to change something in your life, thehabitformulabook.com will show you how. And get yourself a free copy! Or upgrade to the premium course for even better and faster results. And get unstuck today. thehabitformulabook.com.